This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Remna Ni, or Peace Day, the 39th anniversary of inking the historic Mizo Accord, which ended 20-year-long disturbance in Mizoram, was celebrated across the state yesterday. The main function was held at Lamwal, or the Assam Rifles Ground in Aizawl. Organized by the General Headquarters of the Mizo Zirlai Pol, the apex Mizo student body. Chief Minister Lal Dohoma greeted the Zo people across the globe and underscored that peace is the bedrock of development, stability and progress, while unrest remains a major obstacle to all. Highlighting Mizoram's progress, the Chief Minister stated that the state is poised for major infrastructural development, particularly through improved connectivity between the southern and northern regions. The Chief Minister called for a collective commitment to peaceful coexistence, regardless of differences, and reminded the audience that Mizo nationalism is not rooted in hostility, but in unity and inclusive progress. Four persons, including a woman, were killed in an ambush by armed assailants in Churachandpur district of Manipur yesterday. According to reports received by Akashvani correspondent, the incident took place when three persons, including a self-styled deputy commander-in-chief of the Kuki National Army, were travelling in a car along Mongjang to Singlon Road. Police have registered a case and started investigation in this regard. Meghalaya Legislative Assembly Speaker Thomas A. Sangma called on Governor C.H. Vijayashankar at Rajbhavan Shillong yesterday. They exchanged ideas and held discussions on strengthening legislative processes and governance in the state. Officials of the Meghalaya Assembly and the Rajbhavan Shillong were present on the occasion. An official statement said, Akashvani, formerly known as All India Radio, marks 90 years of broadcasting and public service this year. Akashvani Shillong will celebrate its own milestone with 77 years of enriching the airwaves in the region. Akashvani Shillong will host a cultural and musical program at its Lashamia headquarters today. The celebration aims to pay tribute to the station's commitment to informing, educating and entertaining the public while highlighting the diverse cultural drapes of Meghalaya. The Shillong Municipal Board, in coordination with district administration and police personnel, yesterday launched an eviction drive against street hawkers at Kindailad Police Bazaar who lack the mandatory certificates of vending. The drive, however, was met with strong resistance as a large group of protesters gathered at the site. The municipal board had issued multiple public announcements over the past week, urging unauthorized hawkers to vacate the no-vending zone. Vendors in possession of valid certificates have been instructed to shift their allocated vending zones by 22nd July. The Meghalaya and Greater Shillong Progressive Hawkers and Street Vendors Association has voiced its opposition to the forced eviction, demanding a fair and systematic relocation process before any further action. The National Statistics Office, Shillong, celebrated the 19th National Statistics Day on the 29th of June, commemorating the birth anniversary of the legendary statistician Professor Prashanta Chandra Mahalanobis, regarded as the father of Indian statistical system. Observed annually, National Statistics Day aims to create public awareness, particularly among the youth, on the pivotal role of statistics in socio-economic planning, evidence-based policy-making, and overall national development. This year's celebration was specifically significant as it coincided with the 75th anniversary of the National Sample Survey, a cornerstone of India's data-driven governance. Prabhata Das, Assistant Director, National Statistics Office, Shillong, emphasized that the National Sample Survey has been instrumental in shaping national planning by producing comprehensive demographic data sets essential for policy formulation across various sectors. And the Deputy Commissioner and Chairperson of the District Tourism Promotion Society, East Khasi Hills District, has informed the general public that in view of safety reasons, it is mandatory for tourists to take tourist guide services while trekking to avoid any unfortunate event. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.